Tornadle al desterrado ese dulce frenesí. Vuelvo a mi mundo adorado y yo estoy enamorado de la tierra en que nací. Forgive the exile this sweet frenzy. I return to my beloved world in love with the land where I was born. From Tu Puerto Rico, I Return by José Gautier Benítez.
This is Sonia Sotomayor. Forward. Since my appointment to the Supreme Court, I have spoken to a wide variety of groups in different settings, answering all sorts of questions. Many people, predictably, have asked about the law, the court, and my journey as a judge. But many more, to my surprise, have asked about my personal story, curious to know how I had managed and been shaped by various circumstances in my early life, especially the ones that didn't naturally promise success. At a conference on juvenile diabetes, a 6-year-old asked plaintively if living with the disease ever gets easier. Elsewhere, a child who had recently lost a parent asked how I had coped with losing my father at an early age. Minority students have asked what it is like to live between two worlds. How do I stay connected to my community? Have I ever experienced discrimination? Many young lawyers, men as well as women, have asked how I balance my personal life with the demands of career. Most perplexing of all was the question that inspired this book. How much did I owe to having had a happy childhood? I struggled with that one. Until this book, I have not spoken publicly about some of my darker experiences growing up, and I would not have considered myself unqualifiedly happy as a child. Ultimately, though, I realize I did have sources of deep happiness, and these bred in me an optimism that proved stronger than any adversity. Underlying all these questions was a sense that my life story touches people because it resonates with their own circumstances. The challenges I have faced, among them material poverty, chronic illness, and being raised by a single mother, are not uncommon. But neither have they kept me from uncommon achievements. For many, it is a source of hope to see someone realize her dreams while bearing such burdens. Having caught people's attention in this way, I've thought long and hard about what lessons my life might hold for others, young people especially. How is it that adversity has spurred me on instead of knocking me down? What are the sources of my own hope and optimism? Most essentially, my purpose in writing is to make my hopeful example accessible. People who live in difficult circumstances need to know that happy endings are possible. A student recently posed another question that gave me pause. Given that there are only 9 Supreme Court justices, each with life tenure, can anyone realistically aspire to such a goal? How do we hold on to dreams that, statistically, are almost impossible? As I tell in these pages, the dream I first followed was to become a judge, which itself seemed far-fetched until it actually happened. The idea of my becoming a Supreme Court justice, which indeed as a goal would inevitably elude the vast majority of aspirants, never occurred to me except as the remotest of fantasies. But experience has taught me that you cannot value dreams according to the odds of their coming true. Their real value is in stirring within us the will to aspire. That will, wherever it finally leads, does at least move you forward. And after a time, you may recognize that the proper measure of success is not how much you've closed the distance to some far-off goal, but the quality of what you've done today. I have ventured to write